Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for April Fool's Day 2024. So here's where rates are. Rates haven't changed because why? Well, the markets were closed on Friday. So we have the same rates that we did last Thursday. So that's what's going on with rates. If you go onto the economic calendar, it's all jobs. And that is important when it comes to the Federal Reserve, but there's really not enough data here that I think will skew what the Federal Reserve does. And let's just go through the economic calendar for the week real quick. You have manufacturing coming in all day today. Tomorrow is the JOLTS index, which how many job openings there are. Then you have non-farm payrolls and all this other stuff when it comes to payroll. But I'm like, okay, well, there's really nothing here that could shock in all the market. So I wanted to take a deep dive in today into the one topic that's basically taken over real estate over the last week, and that is right through here. If you Google, just Google it and say, what's the real estate news, the most talked about things right now in real estate? And it comes back to this. U.S. brokers shake up, leave real estate stocks in the cold. The realtor settlement is already changing the housing market. And then you go to some other ones. It's like, will the housing prices finally crash because of the way mortgage or realtors are paid? So I want to take a deep dive into that because, like I said, there's no economic news out here that should be really affecting mortgage rates. So I wanted to explain to you guys what is going on with this new settlement. Okay, so here's how this all works. When you're out there buying your first house or when you're out there buying a house, what normally happens is you get a realtor to help you because it's free. You don't have to pay them anything. What happens is the person selling their house, they put their house up on the market and they negotiate with a realtor how much they're willing to pay in commissions to sell their house. And then that realtor will take that money and then the norm is 6%. Okay, so what happens is the person that's helping you sell your house, they'll say, okay, we're collecting 6%, but we're going to offer 3% for anybody that finds a buyer for our house. And that's how it's been working for years and years and years. Well, now what happened was people that were selling their homes sued, and they're like, why are we paying all these costs? So what happened was it came about that now if you're selling your house, all you have to do is pay a realtor to sell your house. So now if you're buying a house, you actually have to come up with more money than you would for your down payment closing costs when you're buying a house to make up for the differences of how much you need to now pay your realtor. So in one point now, make sure you're really working with a realtor that has your best interests in mind, because they're going to have to do a lot of work for you guys right now to help you negotiate and find a house out there. And you're paying them now. You're not relying on the seller to pay them. So that's what's going on right now. So I've seen a lot of contracts come in since this settlement was passed. But let's go down through here and let's watch and figure out how this article is explaining how all of this works. So what you look down through here, and this is basically explaining how much commissions are being paid out. Okay, so the median price of a home in Syracuse right now in February was $197,000, a drop in commissions from 6% to 4%. Remember I was saying, normally what happens is the person selling their house agrees to pay 6% to everybody to help them sell their house. Okay, so now that's probably going to drop to 3% or 4% because somebody buying the house now has to pay their realtor also commissions to help them help you find a house and then so forth. So you get it. Okay, so now you have a buying and selling person. Each person is now going to have to hire a realtor and pay their realtor to help find them a house or sell the house. That's what's going on right now, instead of having the selling person pay all the commissions for everybody. So that's the main topic here. All right, so what they're saying is if you have a house for $197,000, the commissions paid on that used to be $11,000. That's a lot of money to sell a $200,000 house, but $11,000, now it's going to be cut to $7,900. Okay, but if you look at the median priced home throughout the whole country, it's right here. I can't fathom, honestly, and I'm not, no disrespect to the realtors out there, paying $23,000 to sell a $300,000 home. But that's my opinion here, folks. So now it's going to drop down considerably. Here's what's truly going on behind the scenes. A lot of first-time homebuyers, as you guys know, with inflation and everything else, they just don't have the money for a down payment. And a lot of you guys are saying, well, if you don't have money for a down payment, you should not be buying a house. That's your prerogative, but that's not how everybody lives. So let's keep going through this thing. So what's going to happen now is now you want to buy a house, Okay, so what's going to happen? You're going to have money for the down payment. Most cases, it's about 3 to 3.5% if you're looking to buy your first house. Then it's closing costs. That could be in the tune of $5,000 or $6,000. Okay, so now you're going to have to also pay your realtor in the tune of maybe $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. So are you going to have enough money to pay for that? The conundrum here is most first-time home buyers are not going to be able to do that. So what happens? Is the housing market going to completely crash? Here's what I've been seeing on contracts that we've been getting in over the last 2 weeks since this really took effect. We're still having a lot of sellers paying this cost. Okay, here's how it's working. The realtors are going and finding a house for the people that they're helping find a house, but they're coming back and saying, guys, we don't have any money. We don't have any money. We'd love to buy your home, but my borrowers just don't have the money to pay the down payment, the closing costs, and also the commission now for the realtor. So would you guys, as the seller, be willing to pay that cost to sell your house? What we've been seeing is this. The people are saying, yeah, we'll do that, but we want to sell our house for more money. So we're going to have to pay now a realtor an extra $5,000 because you, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, you don't have the money. So we'll finance that. So we'll raise the price of our house $5,000 and we'll give you a credit back on the sale of our home to help you pay for that commission. So our home price is going down because of this. Our commission's being lost because of this. No, what's happening is you're going to have home prices continue to go up to compensate for the difference. Now, that's what I'm expecting to happen. That's also what's happened in the broker side of the field back years ago when brokers, as a mortgage broker, there was no limits on what you can charge. Then it came back to 10%. Then it came back in at 7%. Now, the most we can make on a loan is 3%. Okay, the whole deal. So that's what's happened to us years ago. Now it's happening kind of to the realtors in the market, and they'll figure a way around this. But I don't see home prices falling because of this. I actually see home prices going up because of this. So that's basically what we have in today's video. Let's go over to the economic calendar to see if anything came in so far since our report. So you have manufacturing index. It was expected to come in at, or the previous reading was 52, expected to come in at 52.5. It came in at 51.9. Nothing to write home about. There's really nothing going to go on today that really should play a big role in the mortgage rates other than the effect that we had from Friday. The PCE, the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors, it came in just a hair higher, and that's causing a repercussion in the mortgage-backed securities market this morning. So if you're new to the channel, what we follow here is right through here. Why do we follow this number? What's the mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street? The yield on this bond is the biggest piece of your mortgage rate. So what happens here is this is the price of a bond, okay? What you need to do is figure out what happened to it. It's going down. So what happens when a mortgage bond's price goes down? The yields go up. So we're going to see rates go up probably about 0.05, 0.06 today. Go back over to where mortgage rates are. So we're probably going to have rates at 6.96, 6.97 by the end of the day because of the repercussions in the bond market. So that's what you have right now. One last ditch effort right here is what's kind of scaring me is the oil market. Oil prices have gone from about $70 a barrel right down over through here in January. Now we're at $83 a barrel, a pretty big increase. That's going to hurt or push up the inflation numbers a tad because unfortunately still oil is the lifeblood of our economy, and this will have a trickle effect into the economy when it comes to the inflation numbers. Without further ado, guys, that's it for today. Who am I? What do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer and I'm a mortgage broker. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you navigate through this market. If you're looking to maybe buy your first house, maybe you're looking to refinance or maybe buy your first investment property, we'd love to help you. What you need to do is go to the rate update. Here's everything you need at your fingertips. If we want to put in an application or get the ball rolling to see if you would qualify in today's market, I always ask people, please don't disqualify yourself. So if you don't think your credit scores are the greatest in the world, you might not have huge amount of income coming in, but you really want to kick the tires in buying a house in 2024, please fill out our application or do one other thing. Give us a call. At the bottom of our website, you're going to find our 800 number as well as my email address, and it's right here. You can give us a call at 844-775-5626, or you can reach me by email at dan at therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. I hope you find value in this channel. Hope you found value in today's video on realtors. And if you did, please don't forget to subscribe right down there below and leave some comments. I always try to answer every comment that you post down there, at least for the first post that you put in. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic April Fool's Day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.